First question is, what is human unity to you?
For me, human unity is the full planet represented, not only human beings, but every beings.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are sharing the planet with everybody else.
Yes, nice. That's a nice answer. Also, how do you see human unity?
For the moment, if the human beings are not looking out of the box and just looking at themselves and not seeing what is around them, then there will be no unity at all.
Yes.
And but if they get this awareness, then maybe the unity can be formed in a very beautiful way, integrating our brothers and sisters who are in the animal realm. And we are also, as a human, we are also an animal. So we are maybe the higher, so-called, not highest. We are maybe a little bit more aware, and because of this awareness, we have the responsibility towards them.
Nice, that's nice. How could you practice human unity?
Yeah, actually, by including everything, including you, including if I am with somebody, I have to include that person. If I don't include that person, then I can't speak about human unity at all.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day. Very nice.
Thank you too.
Have you seen human unity here in Oruro? What is human unity to you?
Where culture doesn't make a difference, where people can all live in harmony with each other and with the world around them and everything in it.
Okay. Is there a particular place where we can find human unity here in Oruro? Or we find it amongst ourselves?
Everywhere, in my opinion.
Alright.
Or at least that's what we're trying for.
Yeah. It's aspiration. How do you practice human unity? Is it something to be practiced?
Smile a lot, forgive people, move on.
Okay, thank you.
For me, I'm a capoeira teacher, and we try in capoeira to have everybody, independently of age, sex, and social background, try to communicate with each other and create a group that works together and have, how do we say that? We have a project together and have something to make happen together. I'm also in charge of the security, and one of the people in charge of the security. And security involves speaking to people, dealing with situations that are not always pleasant. And often it's communication problems. So we have on our side to communicate as properly as possible, understand every different backgrounds for people to realize that the problem is not whatever the thing it is, but maybe just a communication problem, or maybe just a cultural problem that needs to be sorted out and accepted. Actually, acceptance, I think, is the great, great part of human unity. We have to accept each other.
Yeah, it's communication, acceptance, and peace within ourselves. This is raw human unity, I suppose.
I think before accepting others, we need to accept who
ourselves.
We are. Yeah. Without that, how can we accept somebody else?
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, have a good day. And the question is, what is human unity to you?
Well, that's a complicated question. Human unity, I guess it's having people with very diverse backgrounds being together, even when we don't necessarily get along. But accepting the differences and the challenges and the conflicts as part of being together and working towards better understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. And the second question is, how do you see human unity?
How do I see human unity? Is that different from the first question?
Yeah, in a way, I'll just skip it. How could you practice human unity or teach someone human unity?
I think teaching someone human unity you would have to start with helping to create a better understanding, which means maybe, you know, helping people to be in touch with different cultures, different ways of life, different realities. But ultimately, I think these kinds of things have to be taught by example.
Mm-hmm.
We have to live what we want to see.
Yes, I understand. Well, thank you. Have a good day. It was nice meeting you.
Human unity. So I think, anyway, we are all together in the same planet. So I think the unity is the only way.
Mm-hmm. I understand. So how do you see human unity?
How I see.
Mm-hmm.
So I see, like water, I could say, but maybe. There is not only water, because of course this is not so easy, this unity. So water with maybe some stain of oil, no?
Yeah.
Where the unity is not possible.
Yes. So how could you teach someone human unity or practice human unity? So how could you teach?
How can I teach human unity? Just to listen.
Yeah. Thank you.
What is human unity to you? What does it mean?
On spiritual basis or in a general sense?
In a general or in a spiritual sense, how do you find unity?
Okay, in general sense, human unity is sending us a goodwill to everyone, maybe any part of the world, just doing good to others. So when you do like that, it's a unity that you're thinking about others, welfare of the others. That is in a general sense. If it is a spiritual sense, according to the mother of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, for them the human unity is like everyone is same, all are one, one and all. That is the core key words for them. So how you feel, the same way the other person will feel. So if you think in other person's perspective, then it is a human unity.
Okay, thank you. It was nice meeting you, nice talking to you. Thank
How do you practice human unity?
Myself. In my personal opinion, being a follower of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, I think goodwill for everyone, even though, like, if they are not happy with me, I cannot go and prove myself that I'm good to others. But inside, I send a good vibration, thinking that, okay, they are not aware of me. So I just keep quiet and be happy with me. Inside, I'm not at all disturbed.
So is it that inner peace is what is required to bring the human unity together?
Of course, in recent times, we can see so much collision and disturbances are there. You cannot go and ask people to stop or be friendly with everyone. You cannot do that. One man change, it's very important. So I think, okay, if I'm not happy here, I go inside and I create a good vibration in my area. Like, through meditation, I'm not disturbed. So I'm sending a good vibration and energy to the people around me.
What is human unity to you?
Oh, nice question. Human unity. Human unity is the destiny. It's our destiny, actually. And it's the manifestation of harmony through humanity.
Yes. How could you practice human unity or teach someone human unity?
What? Okay. Well, again, this is extremely interesting. How can you practice human unity? To looking for the part in yourself that you can share with every human being. So it's not the sex, it's not the gender, it's not the nationality, it's not the culture. You have to go really beyond, really deep. And this is, according to me, the way to practice, really practice human unity.
How could you teach someone human unity?
I think controlling yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Human unity.
Mm-hmm. Like?
When all together, yeah. All people together.
How could you practice human unity?
No. We go to Matri Mandir, we go to Savitri Bhavan. So why do we go there? Is there any reason why we go to Savitri Bhavan? To probably read the books of Sri Aurobindo, the mother?
No. What?
So how do we practice human unity?
I?
Yeah.
What I practice?
Yeah.
What I practice?
Probably meditation.
Meditation, concentration.
Yes.
I go Matri Mandir and concentrate. And I, in my heart, I have a little light. This light I...
And this light spreads everywhere.
Try to give for all people. I like all people. For me, it's not nationality. This is Ukraine. I don't like Russian now. For me, this not. I like all people. Not, I think, not from nationality, from black and white. This for me, I like all people.
What is human unity to you?
Human unity for me is the realization, individual realization, that we're one.
And how do we practice it?
By the way I practice it is through practice of yoga and meditation, and through practically in communication, seeing the other person as teaching me about myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. What does human unity mean to you?
Unity is when we can realize the oneness even within the diversity. It's a more subtle aspect for me. For us, diversity is very clear. We dress differently, we eat differently, we live differently. But yet, we have some kind of synchronicity underlying within it. That's unity.
And how do you see it in Auroville?
Well, it's in silence. It's in the times when, after a big meeting, we all leave in silence.
That's unity?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there any way you practice human unity?
I practice it by being in silence myself, and I practice it by... When I'm in chaos, when I'm in a mental space that's difficult, I put myself in that perspective that the unity has to be realized within silence. It's the emptiness that holds all of us together. That is the one that holds us united.
Thank you.
I think human unity is something that is good to have as an aim.
Yes.
And I... yeah.
How do you see human unity?
I see human unity as, for mostly, I think, as hopefully an effort of most of humanity towards such.
Mm-hmm. And how could you practice human unity or teach on human unity?
I was a teacher myself. I feel like I can't answer that in the full truth. In trying one's best.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Oh, thank you. How do you see human unity?
I have not traveled in many areas. Mm-hmm. Only I have been born here in India and in the local, and I joined Aurobindo. As far as I seen the human unit in the village and this Aurobindo, it's almost same. But something more closer in Oregon.
Okay.
When I compare with village and the Oravet.
How do you practice human unity?
Here?
Yes.
No. I don't know how they started in Oravet, but we are practicing like human eating in one place, same.
I understand, yes.
And having meetings with the RAS, President's Assembly meetings, every at least twice a month we have meeting in Oravet human unit.
Okay.
And sharing, but there is some partialities also, mm-hmm. which is not more. Mm-hmm. Less partialities.
I understand.
And some racism also is there. Very few, as usual, everywhere. It's sometimes it's hurting also with the racism. Mm-hmm. Sometimes happy also with the other things.
I understand. Yeah. Yes. Thank
equal.
You. Have a good day.
Hi, thank
nice
you.
Meeting you.
Thank you.